And good afternoon in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Mac Kelly, beginning with a story here in Huron County. Christopher Dunwoody appeared in district court yesterday for an arraignment on charges of driving with a suspended license and plates. The appearance followed a show cause order due to his failure to attend an earlier arraignment. Judge Ferris assessed a $30 show cause fee. Dunwoody entered a not guilty plea. The court set a deadline of May 28th for the prosecution to provide a plea offer. A plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for next month. A Saginaw County Assistant Prosecutor John Cowton has been sentenced to jail time following a second alcohol-related driving conviction in less than 2 years. The 41-year-old received a 10-day jail sentence from Michael D. Carpenter with credit for 2 days that have already been served. An additional 168 days were suspended. Cowton was taken into custody immediately following sentencing at the Saginaw County Courthouse. The court also imposed 18 months of probation as part of the sentence. Cowton must complete counseling, attend rehabilitation programs, and participate in a victim impact panel. His vehicle will be immobilized for 90 days starting on May the 25th, and he was ordered to pay $1,220 in fines and costs. Cowton pled guilty in March to operating a vehicle with a blood alcohol level of 0.17 or higher, commonly referred to by most as super drunk, driving under Michigan law. In exchange for the plea, prosecutors dropped additional charges, including a second offense drunken driving count and possessing an open container in a vehicle. Because of his position, prosecutors from Midland County Prosecutor's Office handled the case after Saginaw County officials stepped aside. In Huron County District Court, meanwhile, before Judge Ferris, Veronica Lee Krug entered a no-contest plea to the charge of disorderly person intoxicated. The plea was accepted by the court, citing possible civil liability as the reason for the plea. The incident occurred March 27th when Ms. Krug called 911 reporting an alleged assault involving a firearm. Law enforcement determined the situation was a dispute among intoxicated neighbors in a public area of an apartment complex. Ms. Krug was sentenced to a 120-day delayed sentence probation program under the supervision of a probation officer. She's required to pay $525 in fees and fines by September the 1st and complete the Thinking Matters program by August 1st. Probation conditions include restrictions on alcohol and marijuana use, random drug and alcohol testing, and no contact with that neighbor. A final hearing is scheduled for September 4th, unless excused by the probation officer. A sailor continuing a long-distance journey in his houseboat across Lake Huron is describing rough conditions after departing Port Austin and arriving in Tawas Bay. Captain Steve, traveling aboard his vessel, Never Landing, said waves built steadily during the trip, reaching as high as 5 to 6 feet for several hours before easing closer to shore. He reported challenging navigation, saying he had to remain at the helm constantly to maintain course and was turned around multiple times by the swells. Originally bound for Harrisville or possibly Alpena, the houseboat sailor adjusted his route due to the angle of the waves, choosing instead to head toward Tawas, where conditions were a little more manageable. He noted the waters calmed significantly shortly after docking in East Tawas State Harbor through rough conditions that pursued farther out on the lake. Despite the difficult passage, Captain Steve described the experience as worthwhile, saying the journey gave him time to reflect while he now waits out continued unsettling weather along Lake Huron shoreline. And the Walt Disney Company has begun layoffs expected to lead to 1,000 job cuts across the company. John DeAmaro announced broader layoffs following a move in January to consolidate Disney's marketing division. He succeeded Bob Iger as chief executive in February. The cuts are expected to fall across the Burbank, California-based company's traditional television business, including ESPN, as well as the movie studio. Employees in product and technology and in certain corporate functions will also be affected. Contraction has recently been a widespread concern in Hollywood. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, always make sure that you go to thumbnet.net. And here's your weather.